Abu Musa radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala adulluka ala kanzim min kunuzil jannah. Should I not show you one of the treasures of paradise? And Abu Musa radiallahu anhu said, Yes, indeed, O Nabi of Allah, do tell me about it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Say, La hawla wa la quwata illa billah. There is no power and might except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwata illa billah. The dhikr is called a treasure of paradise for many possible reasons. One of the possible reasons is that it is similar to a treasure because it is extremely valuable and will draw many benefits, especially in paradise. Another reason is that in paradise it will change into a treasure. By these words, one negates any ability and strength from his own self and attributes all ability and strength only to Allah, and therefore one attaches himself to the everlasting mercies of Allah, which will protect him from sin and help him towards his actions. And it is these mercies that are called the treasures of paradise. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that once, while in the company of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he uttered the words, La hawla wa la quwata illa billah. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, Do you know what is it that you've just uttered? And he said, Allah and His Messenger know best. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La hawla anil ma'asiyati illa bi'ismatillah. Means there is no ability to abstain from disobeying Allah and sinning except by the protection of Allah. وَلَا قُوَّةَ عَلَىٰ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِأَوْنِ اللَّهِ There is no strength to obey Allah except with the help of Allah. The request to be protected from sin is mentioned before the request for obedience, because sin results in the anger and the wrath of Allah, whereas the ability to do good is only by the mercy and the kindness of Allah. And that is why the cause for the wrath of Allah needs to be removed before the mercy can be attained. The ulama of the Tasawwuf and the Sufis have mentioned that dhikr is very effective for the purpose of submitting to Allah and for self-reformation, abstaining from sin, doing good deeds, and attaining safety from pride. Let us make it a habit of at least reciting La hawla wa la quwata illa billah 100 times every morning and 100 times every evening.